Bill, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Hi, Frank.
Bill, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm okay, thanks.
Well, I started initially to call in about the lady earlier who was saying that the main problem we have is that we can't communicate. The people in the Middle East can't communicate with us. We can't communicate with them. And I have to point out, we do communicate. We do understand each other. They want to destroy us, and we want to live in peace and freedom. I don't want to be a warmonger. I don't want to be somebody who is, believe me, the last thing in the world I want is to see our world destroyed, people killed. It's not what I'm about. But at some point in time, we sit there, we try to help these people. We have spent countless billions of dollars in the Middle East to try to help these people.
Which, when you say these people, who are you talking about?
Well,
we've spent billions of dollars trying to help who?
Well, let's see. We've helped Israel. You name one of the countries over there, Iran, Iraq, any one of them. How much money have we invested in trying to help them in humanitarian aid?
Well, you tell me. This is news to me. I don't know what you're talking about. How much humanitarian aid have we given to Iraq? And what period of time are you talking about?
Well, let's see. Does Red Cross deliver to Iran? Do we support the Red Cross?
That's a little different from us giving direct money to humanitarian aid.
Bottom line is our money goes to them.
Okay.
Bottom line is we try to help as we can.
You can convince yourself of that all you want. I don't agree with that, but go ahead.
Well, and what have we got in return? We get 9/11.
Oh, I see.
We have a war over there right now.
It's the good guy, bad guy syndrome. We're the good guys and they're the bad guys.
Not necessarily we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. The bottom line is what it comes down to. If you listen to, Glenn Beck.
Don't know who Glenn Beck is.
Oh, well, he has one of the most successful radio talk shows on TV. On radio.
Got a nice plug in for him.
Well, that's cool. But the bottom line is we're already in World War III. Just because we haven't realized it, we haven't decided, okay, we're ready to fight. Just once again, before World War II, Pearl Harbor, we didn't want to admit there was going to be a war, and then we got our ass whooped. Pardon my French.
It's very...
And guess what's going to happen this time? The same thing. Why? Because we don't want to acknowledge the militant Muslims over there have declared a holy war. To them, it is. This is a religious war. We're going to kill you all. Now, this is not something I brought on us, you brought on us, or anyone here wants.
I disagree.
But when they come kicking in your door...
I totally disagree with you.
You've got to stand up and do something.
Okay.
And that's where it's... That's bottom line.
Let's not have a conversation. We'll just go on and on here. Do you want to have a conversation, or do you just want to be so emotional and go on and on about whatever it is you're doing?
Please.
Let's have a conversation.
Sounds
you say
good.
Nobody wants this. A lot of people want this. War is big business. A lot of people are making a lot of money out of what's going on, for instance, in Iraq right now. So don't misrepresent things. It's difficult and so complex as it is. But to say no one wants this, and here we are again, let's demonize and scapegoat this big, bad, evil Muslim militarists. Like somehow they just want to kill everybody that represents the Western imperialist dog.
That's exactly what they want to do.
It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Look, if we stand so much for peace and war, why do we ship more bombs off to nations than any other country on the face of this planet? Why are we so invested in building weapons and bombs if we're so for peace and we're so for freedom?
You know, I heard you say that earlier, and I would actually have to see figures on something.
Oh, it's so
easy
to find that. It's so easy to find those figures.
But you know, here's a new one for you. The new rockets they just launched on Israel, guess where they came from? They took the American rocket. The Chinese took it, reverse engineered it, turned around, sold it over to the Lebanese, who turned around and gave it to the Palestinians so they could launch it at Israel.
What am I missing here? Your point?
My whole point about that is once again, we manufacture weapons, Soviet Union sitting there supplying, China sitting there supplying. We're the one side, we're backing one side, they're backing the other.
Okay.
What are we supposed to do, say, no, we're not backing nobody? We're going to sit here and do nothing.
Well, you're
going to sit here and let Israel fall. We're going to sit here and say, you know what? Sorry, world. We've had enough of this. We're just going to sit here. Sorry, we didn't mean to get involved in the Middle East. We're going to step back. You guys take care of everything yourselves. Just leave us alone. We want to have peace.
Peace is not some aberration. Peace is an actual viable force. And the way you're representing it, what you're talking about is not peace at all. In fact, I'd venture to guess, you know a lot about war, but you know very little about peace. Because you are subscribing to the age old, which will eventually be the downfall of humankind if we don't get it together. You're subscribing to the age old mindset that somehow it's always violence that addresses some type of conflict. That there's no other way to address or to have conflict resolution other than to subscribe to violence. In this particular case, blatant, obscene, mayhem-esque forms of violence. And you're right there saying, well, so we're just going to sit back, and if we don't do anything, they're just going to say it's going to take care of itself. No, nobody's saying that. It's not an either-or. But that's the way the warmongers make their money. They represent things in either-or. Either you're with us or against us. Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. It's always about black and white. And the world is never, ever about black and white.
All I know is if you go up to shake one of their hands, they're going to put a knife in your heart.
Oh, that's such nonsense.
You don't
believe
that?
Jeez Louis. Nah, that's obscene for you to say that.
How would that be obscene? They've done it before.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Let's see.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, once again,
who is they?
Who is they? Okay, once again, when I say they, I'm sorry. The militant.
There's no such thing as they. It's all us.
No. Once again, when I'm saying
they, it's all Bill.
For the point of definition, very simply, when I'm saying they, I'm discussing extreme Muslims.
Bill, it's all us. You have just as fanatical and extreme tendencies as the people you're labeling they.
I have no tendencies for extremism or radicalism.
Okay.
I want to live in peace.
Then quit. If you want to live in peace, if you really want to live in peace, then stop subscribing to violence as an alternative to conflict resolution. You will never have peace if you support violence.
And you cannot negotiate with a rabid dog.
Oh, okay. So now we're going
to try to understand how come.
Funny, I didn't know we were dealing with four-legged animals here. Now you're subscribing to that age-old lie.
You have somebody who, once again, when you're negotiating with an insane person.
Yeah, you've got no fanatical tendencies at all. You've mentioned dogs. You've managed to throw out insane, any other incendiary, volatile comments you want to make, but you don't have any of that in you. What are you so afraid of?
What am I so afraid of?
You sleep with the lights on? What are you so afraid of?
Pretty much, what am I so afraid of? The end of the world. Very simple.
The end of the world? You're afraid of the end of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Your world? Whose world are you talking about?
Well, let's see. We got North Korea sitting there with nuclear weapons pointed at us now.
Okay. Do you know the fear?
Nothing more to see the downfall of the United States. We have the Soviet Union who would love nothing more to see that.
Fear is it?
We got China who's sitting there just going, hooray.
Can I share a couple of quick things here?
How many other countries do we need to sit there and say, we're waiting for you guys to fall.
Here's
we are
one.
We're waiting for the destruction of you so we can all have a field day on
it. Bill, your fear inside you is your fear. It has nothing to do with the world.
Read the newspapers. It's very simple.
Why would I want to do that? And here you go. You want to hear the top 8 arms exporters in the world? You want to hear how much money is spent?
Go ahead.
Or do you not?
Please. No, I'd love it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you. You can find out for yourself. It's so easy. Josh just did this within 5 minutes.
Okay, that's cool.
Your fear is about you.
No, my fear is about the world.
Of course it is. No, it's not. Fear is not external. It's internal. You are afraid of
reaction to the situation.
Bill, my friend.
It's a fight or flight response.
That's right.
Born into every human being.
That's right. When that human being does not feel safe, you do not feel safe by perceived outside forces.
Not perceived outside.
Of course they're perceived.
I didn't perceive planes flying into the Trade Center. They actually happened.
Actually, you did, but I don't want to split hairs here.
I didn't perceive it. I mean, you know.
Sure, your reality is absolutely perceived. It's subjective. Your fear is about you. No one can make you feel fear. The fear resides inside you. And if you think
that much is true, the fear resides inside me.
That's right.
The fear is based upon solid facts.
No, the fear is based upon your perception of the world.
Okay, I perceived that planes flew into our trade centers and killed many of our people. I sit here on the news every day. Our soldiers are dying. People are dying over there. Everybody wants over there or in Iraq. The militant people want to destroy us.
It's all your perception.
That's my perception.
That is your perception. I'm glad that you admit that.
When you see the body bags sitting there.
What body bags are you talking about? Are you just going to discriminate?
No, go to CNN.
What body bags are you talking about?
Go to CNN.com. Here's a picture of all the little kids' body bags where...
You mean the Lebanese kids that were from Israeli bombers? Which kids are you talking about?
That's exactly the one I'm talking about.
Yeah? So what's your point?
My point is there's people sitting there in body bags. They're dead.
Yeah?
They have no more life. They have no more future.
And you're subscribing to that same vehicle as a solution.
I'm not subscribing to it. I'm just trying to find an answer.
How are you trying to find an answer? Find the answer inside you first. Stop spreading separation. Stop spreading this fear. You're labeling things in extremist terms that somehow there's these big bad people out there that want to hurt you. Why?
Extremist terms.
If someone wants to,
it's coming down.
Stop bottom lining things. That's fear talking too.
No, if I sat there and I had knowledge, Pearl Harbor's happening tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you were walking down the street and someone threatened you, how would you react or respond to that situation?
Oh, I've been there. That's an easy one. A, I would try to understand who this person is, what their mental state is. Is this the same person who is assaulting me because they need money for food? Is this a crazy person who doesn't understand what they're doing? Once I've understood what the person's motive is, then I would respond accordingly.
How would you have all that time to make those summations?
Well, hopefully I like to think I'm an intelligent individual and can do that in about a nanosecond.
Have you ever read anything on any of the works of any people that have talked about nonviolence?
Yeah, a few, a little.
Name one.
I've read some Martin Luther King.
Uh-huh.
Couple treaties by Mark Twain, which was very good. Uh, probably Abraham Lincoln, some of that stuff, but not a lot. Once again, no. I would not say I'm a professional or an expert in any means, way, shape, or form. I'm your average Joe Blow citizen.
Yeah, well, you and I are both in the same boat. So am I.
I don't consider myself an intellectual elite by no shape, wave, or form. You know? But if I can, I sit here and I go, Lord, please, don't let this happen, you know?
Don't let what happen? Lord's not going to do anything. What are you talking about?
Well, when you don't have anything better to do, man, you ask the Lord to do it because otherwise you're out of luck. And I don't see an end to it. I don't see a
I know you don't. You don't see an end to it because you've got so much fear. That makes sense.
Well, what would you propose? What is your solution to it? How would you like to see this resolve?
What are you in particular are you talking about here? You say it resolved.
As far as the Middle East crisis, for a lack of a better term.
How would I like to see the Middle East crisis resolved?
Yeah. What do you think?
Peacefully.
What do you think that we could do that would, bring our troops home, establish peace? And not when I say peace, I mean like 20-minute break and then we're all back at it again.
What would I do to...
A lasting peace to where everybody could sit there and coexist. How can you coexist with somebody who is dead set...
See, that's the first lie.
...destroying you.
You've bought in the lie. That's the lie.
It's not the lie.
Okay. I don't need to go back and forth with this.
Well, when Massawi and them are sitting there going, we want to kill you, we are not going to stop till we kill you, then where's our negotiating point? I'll hold the olive branch. I'll be the first one in line to stand there and hold an olive branch out.
Sure you will.
Believe me, I would.
Then
If I thought it would do 1 minute of good, I'd be standing there.
I know. See, Bill.
I'm not. Great, cool. That's
Bill,
fantastic.
Said it. You said if I thought it would do 1 minute of good, I would do it. You don't think it would do 1 minute of good because you have so much fear around this issue. It's clouding your perspective. You're seeing things in immediate terms. Whatever anger and violence that is supported that you hear pumped through the American mainstream is all in reaction to something else. The universal law of cause and effect exists. Everything is in reaction to something else. It's not like we woke up one day and this segment of people in this area of the world hates us for no reason. Hell, we got U.S. bases all over their backyard. Would you like it if we had all sorts of foreign military people camped out all across the United States? Armed to the teeth?
Of course I would not.
Okay. That's where you start. Just ponder that. Just think about that. But when we label things, again, that they're the bad guys, they're the evil ones, and I'm not saying you said any of that necessarily, but they're the ones that want to kill us. But why? And look what we do to perpetuate the issue and the problem. And you say no one gains from this. Believe me, there are a lot of people that are gaining from this kind of conflict. A lot. There are a lot of people getting rich off this, very rich off this, that have no interest in peace. Peace is threatening. Please, in closing, find out for yourself. Go online. Easy to do. Find out statistics on arms export. You'll be horrified to see how we are head and shoulders leading the world in basically selling weapons and bombs to anybody. And then you wonder why we're hated. Thank you for the call. We'll be back. This is KLOS Los Angeles.